The Oireachtas Committee on Infrastructure and National Development Plan Delivery will continue to monitor ESB Network's delivery of new electricity connections to ensure targets can be met. The updated National Development Plan review has set a target of 300,000 new homes being built by 2030. But new information provided to the committee by ESB Networks showed just over half of that figure, 151,000 homes, were connected to the grid between 2021 and 2025. This has led Chair of the Infrastructure Committee, Fianna Fáil TD Sean Fleming, to call the 2030 target of 300,000 connections an extraordinarily ambitious figure. And Sean Fleming joins us. By the sounds of it, Sean Fleming, you're not confident at all of ESB Network's capacity to deliver here.
Well, we need to get confident. As of now, we don't have enough of information. And the first thing, this new Infrastructure National Development Plan Delivery Committee set up by the Oireachtas, it's a brand new committee to oversee the implementation of the National Development Plan. So that's a new development in the Oireachtas. So there's public oversight over the National Development Plan. We deal with ESB, Uisgearn, the National Transport Authority. But specifically, we had ESB in recently asking about their targets, and they came back to us with further information last week, pointing out that they want to effectively do everything they did in the last 5 years in terms of domestic connection and double that. So that's a highly ambitious target in anybody's book. And now we're going to do a deep dive into, are we sure they can actually deliver it? They're telling us their targets. Targets are wonderful, but delivery and achieving the targets is the work these state bodies have to do. And that's why we've been on to them. We got good information from them so far, but now we're going to have to go back to the ESB, and you'll see this at a public meeting in due course. Do they have the staffing? Do they have the trained staff to do this? Do they have the financial resources to do this? And we all want them to succeed. Mm-hmm. We've got the target, but I have no idea yet how they're going to achieve it. And let's hope they can, but we want to keep the heat to their feet. And that's one of the roles of our committee in public session, to make sure they can deliver, because targets are fine,
of course,
but delivery is all that matters.
In a statement to Morning Ireland, ESB Network said it's in a new phase of investment to grow the capacity and the resilience of the electricity network. It notes the connection of new homes was up over 16% year on year in November. And of course, last week, the Commission for Regulation of Utilities approved a record near 19 billion euro investment in the grid. So we're moving in the right direction, aren't we? And the chances of improving on that 151,000 connections over the last 5 years is very possible.
Oh yeah, well, it's not just possible, it's essential. But the target in the National Development Plan is 300,000. They would have connected 35,000 new homes in the last 12 months. Now they'll have to do effectively double that. They won't be able to do that in 2026 or 2027. So that means in the latter years of this plan, they'll have to be doing treble those type of figures almost to achieve the target. And we want this to happen. The population is growing. We're now 5.2 million and growing every year. And it's important that we have electricity connections for new houses. We do actually regularly hear of some reports of delays for new housing estates or apartments getting connections. They're dealing with that at the moment, but the scale of what's planned will be double that. And we want to know, how long will it take to train the new staff, whether it's through contractors or their own employees, and have the finance and the investment plan? So that's what we need to interrogate in the public interest, in public, rather than just getting a report once a year from ESB.
And in terms of those delays in connecting new homes, what have they told you? Is it basically down to staffing, or is it other little bottlenecks along the system somewhere?
Well, in some of it has got to do with the distribution grid. So they also, aside from the houses, want to treble and the amount of overhead lines for the major transmission network. They're the very big pylons that you see around the country. They want to double the amount of electricity and poles to housing estates and to offices. And remember, we're only talking about housing here so far. We haven't mentioned, you know, commercial activity, industry or anything else. This is just the housing side of it. So it really is a big task. Now, what I have heard and from experience, it's very easy to give the ESB a bad name. I've seen firsthand cases where people are blaming the ESB. and we find that the developer hadn't applied on time to get his connections. And the reason for that is houses are selling quicker than expected. We've seen a housing estate of 200 new houses coming up. The builder will build 30 or 40 and then build the next 30 or 40 and over a couple of years. But when they go on the market, they sell in a matter of months. So the builder is being caught out. He hasn't planned to sell them so quick. He's delighted to sell them quickly. But the ESB wouldn't have had for notice that they're going to need connection for the 200 houses in a much shorter time than maybe the developer had planned. So we have to go back to the industry as well, that, you know, if we're building more houses, they'll be building them quicker and they will want the connections quicker.
But at the same time, Sean Fleming, you say you didn't see the appetite in ESB networks when they came before your committee. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, like, we're used to Oireachtas committees, every one of us in the Oireachtas. People come in and make a nice presentation about everything they plan to do, which is what we saw here. But there was no detail on how they're going to do it. So that's why we followed it up in writing with detailed correspondence. And what we've got back now is what we're talking about this morning. But I know from the correspondence, I have further questions to ask just to interrogate their ability. Not saying they can't do it, but they haven't convinced our committee yet that they can do it. Mm-hmm. And we want them to convince and prove to us that they have the resources, whether it's whether it's workforce or finances or way leaves and everything they need, and through the planning system, especially with the major network in place to achieve. We all want them to succeed, and we want to see the evidence on the table of that, which we haven't seen yet.
Okay, no doubt a story we will be returning to numerous times in the new year. Chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Infrastructure and National Development Plan Delivery, Sean Fleming, thanks for joining us on the programme. It's 8:53.